Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 102.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Garrison. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, it is again and once more that we call upon thy holy, righteous, and precious name. We acknowledge thee, the God is Alpha and Omega, as omnipotent and omniscient. O Lord, we ask that thou bless this legislative body, bless the officers, bless the leadership, bless all of the members, bless the staff, bless the families of those who serve. We ask, dear God, that thou give us the knowledge and wisdom that we need such that we'll make legislation that will be for the benefit of the citizens of the state of North Carolina and pleasing in thy sight. For it is in thy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Torbett is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The journal for July 25th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves that the journal for July 25th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Members, it's the chair's pleasure to introduce our nurse of the day. She is Katie Blodall from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Thank you so much for being with us today. Members, upon motion, the House will come to order. Members, upon motion of the member from Nash, Representative Galliard, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the North Carolina Board of Funeral Services, the Funeral Directors and Morticians Association of North Carolina, and the Association of North Carolina Funeral Services. Chair understands that they are with us in the gallery. If they would stand and let us welcome you tonight. Mr. Clerk, upon motion of the chair directs that House Bill 554, the vote for concurrence, be removed from tonight's calendar and referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 760, the clerk will read.
Representatives Reeves, Stevens, House Bill 760, a bill to be entitled an act to expand investigative authority of loss prevention workers and to clarify requirements for defenses of prosecution of obtaining property for false pretenses. General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
Members, the chair would remind the body that the House is in session. The clerk has just read a bill, and the gentleman from Chatham is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move that we do concur. But as you know, we had a really good vote with this coming out of the House, and we just ask that you stick with this good vote. Not much has changed on the bill. Thank you.
The gentleman from Chatham has moved that the House do concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 760. Further discussion? Further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is a motion from the gentleman from Chatham that the House do concur in the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 760. Those favoring the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Thank you.
Representative Dobson votes aye. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote, with 97 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The House has concurred with the Senate committee substitute. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. We're going to ask our pages to please come forward at this time.
We do review a message from the Senate, and we have a chapter for you. There's nothing actually to ratify.
As the pages are coming forward, the chair would note that chaptered bills will be noted. The clerk is recognized for the purpose of introducing our pages.
Ashley Alciver, Cumberland County, sponsor Representative Zoka. Sarah Baker, Franklin County, sponsor Representative Barnes. Walker Britton, Cumberland County, sponsor Representative Richardson. Logan Bird, Johnston County, sponsor Representative Strickland. Ethan Fleer, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Moore. Israel Fry, Haywood County, sponsor Representative Sam Queen. Sebastian Hartley, Mecklenburg County, sponsor Representative Lofton. Gracie Hudson, Stanley County, sponsor Representative Sasser. Marzouk Islam, Wake County, sponsor Representative John. Meredith Kuntz, Alamance County, sponsor Representative Rydell. Abigail Martin, Union County, sponsor Speaker Moore. Lacey Mathis, Lee County, sponsor Representative Reeves. Charlotte Masmiro, Wake County, sponsor Representative Von Hafen. Caroline Nance, Rowan County, sponsor Representative Warren. James Ravenbark, Orange County, sponsor Representative Insko. Emily Schertz, Wake County, sponsor Representative Ball. Michael Wiggins, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Moore.
Pages, on behalf of Speaker Moore and all of the members of the House, it's the chair's pleasure to welcome you to the House this week. We look forward to getting to work with you as you take part in forming your state government. And I ask my fellow members to rise and to welcome our pages this week. Pages, you may return to your stations. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
House Bill 126, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act amending certificate of need laws for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute Number 2.
The bill is referred to the Committee on Health. Notices and announcements. What purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, arise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor, may make his announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Wednesday at 1 p.m. in 643, the House Committee on Agriculture will meet to consider Senate Bill 380. That bill has been changed to a bill that reinstates the North Carolina Milk Commission. We have had a discussion on that previously in House Ag. This will continue that discussion Wednesday, 1 p.m., House Agriculture, 1 p.m., 643.
What purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, arise?
Thank you. Just for a moment, a personal privilege.
The lady has the floor, may speak up to 3 minutes to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. I didn't want us to leave the chamber today without uplifting the children that were killed in the shooting out in California. So I would ask each one of you to please just give a moment of silence, a prayer for them and their families. And so that's all I wanted, Mr. Speaker.
What purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Horner, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor. May make his announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, House Education K-12 will meet tomorrow morning at 9:30 and 6:43. We only have one bill. It should be a quick meeting. Thank you.
What purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Logan, arise?
A point of personal privilege.
The lady has the floor. May speak up to 3 minutes to a point of personal privilege.
For an update on Trooper Christopher Wooten. Last week I let you know about the incident that Trooper Wooten was involved in during a chase on his motorcycle. The doctors have said he has a complete spinal cord injury, and as a result he is paralyzed from the neck down. He'll be moved to a rehabilitation center shortly. The family appreciate the prayers from the community. Any letters could be sent to the District 5 office in Huntersville. I have those addresses. And there's been, at the State Employees Credit Union set up in his name, him and his wife's name, the Christopher Wooten Fund set up there at any State Employees Credit Union. So they've had a big from the districts and around the areas there in Charlotte. The captain told me that people came by and they have fed the family lunch, dinner, and breakfast there at the hospital, and also the troopers. So the community has really come together there in Mecklenburg County and looked out for them and appreciated all the work that they've done. And they have appreciated all the prayers, and I, too, have appreciated you praying for our troopers. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, arise?
To speak to a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor. We speak up to 3 minutes to a point of
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, you may have seen in the news that earlier today two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. The news is reporting that they were from 3rd Brigade of the North Carolina's 82nd Airborne Division. Their names have not been released yet, pending notification of their next of kin, but please keep the families. It'll be getting some sad news in your thoughts and prayers.
Further notices or announcements? The clerk is recognized for an announcement.
The House Committee on Rules, Calling, Operations of the House will meet Tuesday, July 30th at 1 p.m. in rooms 1228.
What purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative John, arise?
To express a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman may speak up to 3 minutes to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, as another indication of the dangers to which our first responders, law enforcement officers, are daily exposed to, we had the recent injury of two SBI agents in Sampson County. One I know from my days at the crime laboratory, Brian Joy, is in critical condition, and the other gentleman, Timothy Looper, fortunately is in less critical condition. They were assisting the Sampson County Sheriff's Department in clearing a dangerous site when the device exploded. So I ask you likewise to keep them and their families in your thoughts and prayers as well. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, arise?
Inquiry to Chair, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman state his inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, we got the news that Ruth will meet at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Is it possible with the remaining of the week, can you provide that schedule also?
Thank you for the question, Representative Floyd. Rules will meet tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That will take the place of the meeting that was scheduled to occur after session. Session tomorrow will be at 3:15. We will be holding session on Wednesday. The chair is not aware of the time to announce it at this time. Representative John, does the gentleman desire further comment? further notices or announcements? Anything? Representative Torbett is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, July 30th at 3:15 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative Logan, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, July 30th at 3:15 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. All in favor of the motion will say aye. All opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 61, handicapped and various other license plates, is withdrawn from the calendar. 36B, recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. A motion to the chair, Senate Bill 295, NC High School graduation as evidence of residency, is withdrawn from the Committee on Education and Universities, recommitted to the Committee on Education K-12. The serial referral to rules remains.